and welcome to The Medicine Box on CNBCTV18.com with me, your host, Ekta Batra. This podcast aims to give you an insight on all things pharma and health, from discussing trends in the industry to key issues in health with all the relevant experts. And in the fourth series of The Medicine Box, we get a mix of industry and analyst opinion. We have experts discussing the key opportunities and challenges of Indian pharma and health, along with perspective from cutting-edge companies that are redefining the pharma space via technology. Our guest on today's podcast is Shirish Sahai, CEO of Walter Kluwer, India. Walter Kluwer is an IT company, but with a very strong focus on healthcare. Their app called UpToDate is used by more than 50,000 doctors and 100 hospitals and multiple medical colleges. The app helps provide information and support to clinicians to help make better decisions, basically a clinical decision support system. They have partnerships with the likes of AIIMS, CMC Vellore, KEM Mumbai, etc. Hi Shirish, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, hi Ekta.
Well, Shirish, let's start with a bit of a brief on Walter Kluwer. What is it that you exactly do in the healthcare space?
Sure. Walter Kluwer Ekta is a global provider of professional information and software solutions and services for doctors, nurses, chartered accountant firms, lawyers, finance and compliance professionals. As an expert solution Dutch multinational company with a heritage of more than 182 years, we help professionals deliver deep impact when it matters the most to them. We have operations in more than 40 countries in the world and customers in over 180 countries. More than 93% of Fortune 500 companies are our customers. Globally, Walter Kluwer had revenues of close to around $4.3 billion euro in 2018, and 88% of them were from digital and services. We have close to around 19,000 employees worldwide. In India, we have been present since 2006, and we have more than 1,000 employees working in India. Over 700 employees are actually developing cutting-edge software solutions, not only for India, but for the world. We have development centers in Pune and Chennai, where these 700 people are located. In addition, we have a team of professionals who are catering to 2,000 chartered accountant firms, close to around 50,000 doctors, over 150 hospitals and 300-plus medical colleges. As an expert solution company, our solutions cater to the entire professional journey. For example, an MBBS student, when he joins a college, he starts with reading our e-books and print books as he studies. When he tries to get into a postgraduate medical institute or even try to go to US to study, he goes through our online adapted learning software solution called Firecracker. As he becomes the professional, he uses a software solution, as you mentioned, UpToDate, which again helps us helps him to do a better job as a clinical advisor to the patient.
Okay, and then, Shirish, I just want to interrupt you there. Can you tell us a little more about UpToDate? Say, for example, I am a medical student, maybe in another life, but nonetheless, if I do download your app, which is called UpToDate, how exactly is it going to help me? How will I use it? And how does it translate into, say, more efficiency in the medical space?
Sure. Ekta, research has proven that every day when the doctors are treating patients, they face 12 to 15 clinical questions while they're treating the patient. Now, unfortunately, 60% of these questions go unanswered because the doctors do not have at their palm access to the knowledge which they can answer these questions. UpToDate does just that. Within 90 seconds, it gives you an answer to any clinical question that the doctor faces, and it is available right at the smartphone that he has. And this, once it happens, can impact patient management decision. Just to highlight the effectiveness of UpToDate, I would like to highlight three case studies. In fact, UpToDate is probably one of the most researched app with over 80 case studies. I'd like to quote three of them. The first one was done by Harvard, which was spread over 3 years, over 3,000 hospitals. And it concluded that the hospitals which were using UpToDate app saved 11,500 more lives than the hospitals which were not using it. The second case study I would like to highlight is Singapore National University Hospital, where when the doctors were treating the patients on the bedside, they changed their decision on how to treat the patient 37% of the time when they referred to this tool called UpToDate. And the last one, which was just published last year in the International Journal of Medical Informatics, concluded that the diagnostic error rate reduced by 22 percentage points when the doctors referred to this particular app. So, like I said, if you are a doctor in the next life, you can really help to impact patient management decision if you have access to this app. And there is ample proof and evidence of the outcome of that which is available.
Okay. So is this only limited to the medical fraternity, or is it available and is it paid for example, if I'm not a medical practitioner, not a doctor, not maybe studying medicine, can I still download the app and is it paid for?
You can definitely download, but it makes sense mostly for healthcare professionals. So doctors, definitely. We have hospital nurses also using it. So yes, you have to be a healthcare professional to use this app. So much so, we have more than 1.7 million healthcare professionals around the world who are using this app.
Okay. Give us a sense, Shirish, in terms of the kind of competition that you're probably facing with this particular app. I mean, it seems as though digital medicine or digital therapeutics is now becoming the next go-to for a lot of companies. So what is the competitive scenario in India?
Both in India and the world, while there are many other apps, but frankly, our customers don't think there's anything better than UpToDate. More than 90% of them would recommend it to their peers. And there are primarily three reasons I say that it's really is one of the leading app. The first one is, it's one of the...
Yeah. Shirish, let me just interrupt you and ask you about, say, the competition in any case. I mean, despite your app being probably better than the others, what is the industry looking like according to you, especially when it comes to a competitive scenario at this point in time versus UpToDate?
Yeah, sure. Like you rightly said, I think with the medicine and evidence becoming very important, there are many companies which are introducing apps like these. So there is definitely other apps by leading companies like BMJ, but like Elsevier, who have similar apps. But this one really stands out, like I was saying, primarily because of three reasons. First is the outcomes that have been researched, and there is ample proof, close to around 80 studies which prove that this particular app really makes a difference, and I quoted three of them. Second is the content basis of this particular app is based on medical journals and studies published till yesterday in high impact factor journals. And last but not the least, we have over 6,000 experts who are sitting around the world, actually 187 countries, who are validating this content day in, day out to make sure that the efficacy is there. So yes, you are right. I think the industry is thriving because doctors are needing tools like this, but UpToDate does stand out.
Okay, fair enough. Well, UpToDate stands out. But Shirish, let's go in a little bit into the industry itself. Digital medicine, digital therapeutics, we've seen a lot of startups come up within this space in India. There's a differentiation between wellness as well as digital medicine. But give us a sense in terms of how the industry is growing within the Indian market and where we are compared to the globe.
I would say that both artificial intelligence and machine learning are making inroads into this industry. And I would say that both US and China are kind of leading the roost, but India is not far behind. In fact, from our company standpoint, I would like to say that for us, machine learning and artificial intelligence has actually transitioned from being in the incubator to the real world. And I'll give you one example of that. I'm sure you are aware of a healthcare condition called sepsis, which in layman's term means that poisoning of the blood, which leads to organ failure and death. It's such a serious condition that the mortality rate of this particular healthcare condition is over 60%. More than 50 lakh patients lose their life around the world for on account of this condition. And in India, more than 25% of ICU patients are also impacted by this condition. Now, what makes it worse, and with all the technology being there, since 1980, the number of deaths from sepsis annually has actually doubled. Now, you will ask that why is this happening, right? Because if it's such a serious problem, why we are not able to take care of it? You know, one of the big thing which makes it even worse is that the delay in finding the condition of sepsis leads to the mortality rate increasing by 8%. So the key is that you need to find out whether the patient is having this condition as early as possible. And that's where we actually used machine learning and artificial intelligence to develop a tool called Point of Care Advisor, which is basically machine learning-based, algorithm-based, which has a rules engine of more than 80,000 rules, which helps to predict about this condition even before the clinical signs come in. In fact, this research was done in a hospital in US in Alabama, and it was published in the Journal of Medical Information, American Medical Informatics, and it concluded that the mortality rate when this hospital started using this solution, which is again AI-based, reduced by 53%. So it had a huge impact on reducing that. And that's why I say, I think this particular space with all the technology, not only on clinical evidence space, but machine learning is going to make a big impact.
Okay,
and
so
I'm
5 years,
really hopeful that...
5 years down the line, where do you see the market?
You know, I definitely see artificial intelligence, machine learning impacting. You know, I just talked about one of the solutions. But just to give you a perspective, Ekta, there are close to around 250,000 deaths due to medical errors in US. Just imagine, in a country like US, every year, 250,000 deaths. Now, if you are in like an airline industry, it would mean that every other week, a jumbo jet is crashing and all the you know, people on the plane are dying. So I definitely believe over next 5 years, at least this particular high mortality rate because of diagnostic error, medication error, you know, diseases, conditions like sepsis would definitely change because of infusion of technology in the next 5 years.
Okay. What is the size of the market, according to you, in India right now for artificial intelligence, machine-assisted, you know, infrastructure when it comes to medicine?
Yeah, so, you know, the way I would like to describe the market is, and it starts from right from the medical colleges, right? We have over 400 medical colleges, out of which postgraduate of them are close to around 300. That is definitely a market. Then we have close to around 150,000 specialists who are working, you know, like cardiologists, oncologists, who would be definitely a market. And then you have accredited hospital like NABH accredited or JCI hospital, which would be having a market for such kind of tools. One of the areas that, in fact, we are looking at, which is with another of our app, is the general practitioner market. You know, as you know, in India, we have over 600,000 general practitioner, and they do not have any tool to help them as they're treating the patient. So in fact, we are launching an app called 5-Minute Consult, which is again something which will help the general practitioners in India. So I see a huge potential in all these segments, right from the student days to the professionals, specialist, general practitioner, and also the accredited hospitals.
Okay, but what is the kind of checks and balances you might do in terms of the kind of information that you're procuring on your app? Because there's always a risk in terms of wrong information, wrong diagnosis. How do you control that?
I think very good question, Ekta. I think one of the big thing is that whatever you've seen up to date is backed by evidence which has been published in medical journals with high impact factor till yesterday. So that is one big area that we use the information on, which is published and which is published in high impact factor journal. The second is that we have more than 6,000 experts from 187 countries. These are experts in their field who are validating the content which is getting published. And last but not the least, each topic in UpToDate is assigned to an author who is again a subject matter expert and at least two separate physicians, reviewers. And this group works together to perform a comprehensive review of the literature, culminating into clear graded recommendations. So these are some of the checks and balances we have in this particular app. And that's what makes it stand out.
All right. Okay, Shirish, so before we end the conversation, just wanted a larger brief about Walter Kluwer. If you could give us the number of apps which you currently have in the market, which is focused on the healthcare space, how much revenue you generate from it currently, and any future apps which are coming out. You spoke about one launch, but if you could highlight it for us.
Yeah, sure. You know, overall, if you see in India, healthcare is a major part of our revenue stream. And I see that only increasing, you know, and I say that because of what we are seeing in Ayushman Bharat coming up. And I think that's a pretty revolutionary step taken by the government. Just to give you a perspective, Ekta, and you have been in the healthcare field, India, before Ayushman Bharat, used to spend close to around $68 per capita on healthcare. Even if you look at the world's poorest nations, they spend more than $200. So just to give that perspective. And then Ayushman Bharat comes, which gives a 5 lakh rupees insurance for the poorest 500 million, which in itself means that close to around 6 to 7 times increase in per person capita. So I think it's a huge revolution. And that's where we see the opportunity in India of further growth as the government is trying to improve the infrastructure. Now, UpToDate, I already talked about the general physicians that we want to target with our new app called 5-Minute Consult. We are also looking at launching an app called MediSpan, which is primarily catering to hospitals to reduce the medication error. Like I said, medication errors are huge, not only worldwide, but also in India. And this app, which sits in the EHR system of the hospital, can really help to do that. The second app that we plan to launch is something called Learner's Digest International, which is basically right at the mobile phone, smartphone of the clinician. They will have access of best of the medical knowledge, clinical knowledge around the world in terms of an audio digest kind of form. So these are some of the apps that we plan to launch, which not only take care of the clinical evidence base, how you treat the patient, but also reduce the medication error and try to target a general practitioner, which is huge in India, 600,000 doctors, so to say.
All right, Shirish, on that note, we're going to wrap it up. But great talking to you, and thank you very much for joining in on The Medicine Box. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ekta.